From iAfrican Media, this is iAfrican Bites, a podcast that features commentary on African news, insights, opinions, and analysis with tech industry leaders and professionals. The podcasts are from interviews conducted by the iAfrican team, whether at events or when needed for commentary. I'm Badawun Kosokwane, host and editor-in-chief for iAfrican.com, spelled www.iafrican.com.
A friend of iAfrican and a friend of Deep Learning in Dawa. I think Karim is like the biggest advocate of Deep Learning in Dawa, more than anybody. You're like the coolest CEO here. Karim, how are you?
Thank you. I'm very good. It's a pleasure to talk again.
It's always good talking to you. Karim, just, you know, in front of your store, later on to this evening, we're having the special event by InstaDeep. We'll talk about that. But just let me know, last year, you announced that your office in Rwanda, you're opening it up. Now it's a year later. How has it been in Rwanda?
Absolutely. We progressed really well in Rwanda. So we have our team. It's operational. And we're actually going to be having a large event in early October. So okay. Stay tuned.
Okay.
But now, more than ever, very excited to be investing in the African ecosystem, hiring talents. It's in a sense, creating the right conditions, the right environment for people to learn, be productive, and make a positive contribution to society.
Now, Karim, why Rwanda? Talking about that ecosystem, why did you specifically choose Rwanda as sort of, you know, your hub on the continent and expanding it to the rest of the continent?
Absolutely, that's a very good question. Because from a sort of like regulatory environment, we have seen that the Rwandan government is among the best out there. Mm. So let me give you an example. President Kagame has announced in November last year that any young African in tech coming to Kigali by plane was actually authorized to work, would get his visa very quickly. And so we felt this is exciting because InstaDeep has started on the continent and we have this dream of really building up the next generation of AI researchers, engineers. But in practice, it's very hard to hire young Africans if they are not from the nationality of the office where we are based. In Kigali, it's different. And so we actually tried that and it works. And so this is really super exciting. So more than ever, we are looking forward to hire and create the right environment for people, and notably in Kigali.
Now, how does the office in Kigali work and integrate with the other offices like in Europe and all across the world? How do they interrelate to each other?
Actually, there is no difference between our offices, whether also not only Kigali or other, but even Africa versus US versus Europe. All the projects we do involve at least two offices. And in every office we have, we have AI researchers, AI engineers. So we do not have, for example, an office that's going to be focused on, an example, like a specific IT or other. Every office actually has high caliber researchers, engineers. And so the modus operandi is really the same across the company. So you could be working in Kigali and having colleagues on the same project in San Francisco, in London, or in Berlin.
Karim, from last year to this year, over the year, I've seen you doing a lot of media and tours all across Europe, all across America, preaching this gospel of an African AI company. What are you learning and what sticks out to you and what are you saying to these world leaders? Like, for example, President Macron and the many other world leaders and thought leaders in AI.
So, as you know, there is a lot of sensitivity towards AI safety, making sure AI, which is a very powerful technology, is actually well used. And my message to many of the leaders I have met, I participated also at the Bletchley Park AI Safety Summit, is that if you want to have real safety, the technology needs to be distributed and being empowering multiple communities across the world, and that in particular Africa is both a must in terms of making sure Africa has its seat at the table where important decisions are made, but that's also a big opportunity. So what we've been preaching, in a sense, is building up a win-win bridge on AI and technology between the continent and other areas in the world. And I have to say, this message is actually resonating very positively. Hopefully, for example, in the upcoming AI Action Summit, what is after Bletchley Park in the UK, this time it will be in France, early next year, Well, we're looking forward to participate in this event, but participate especially to be a sort of a positive voice on this building, this bridge, this win-win partnership between Africa, Europe, the US, and Asia.
Karim, I have to ask you this question. As one of, I mean, it's the early stages of AI. And
yes, InstaDeep, we're very early days.
Very, very yes. early. And InstaDeep is one of the, you guys are the forefront of African AI. When Europeans and Americans see InstaDeep, their perception of Africa and our contribution in that sort of AI race, do they value it? Do they see us as their counterparts? Thoughts on that would be fantastic.
Yeah, in general, like when we tell the story of InstaDeep, people are surprised, but then they get interested. Now, at the end of the day, if you want to make a real impact, it's really through acts, through action. So I'm very proud of the fact, for example, that one of our teams has built the most popular, most downloaded AI genomics model in the world in March this year. It's through this kind of like genuine innovation, which is benefiting not only the continent, but the world, like showing them an Africa majority team can actually do things at a scale and a quality which matches or beats what is done in Silicon Valley, Asia, or Europe. And this is how ultimately you get their respect and you get their willingness to engage. And I have to say, this has been evolving positively, but it's in a sense all about doing rather than telling them, you know, what they're supposed to be doing or learning, proving to them by acting that this is the right thing to do.
Karim, today we're in Dakar. Today is the second day of the deep learning in Indaba. Later on this evening, we're having an InstaDeep event.
Absolutely. And you're invited.
Am I invited? Definitely. Definitely we're going to be there. What should we expect?
Well, it's really about meeting our team, invited abroad, swath of friends, colleagues. The Indaba is really a community. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's a great pleasure first to discover every time a new city. Mm-hmm. So Dakar is a first for me. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes.
But also sort of like meeting again close friends, partners, exchanging ideas okay. about the future of AI in Africa, about pure research opportunities. I've met also many young startup entrepreneurs that are asking for advice, support, etc. So really, like tonight, it's bringing everybody together, being inclusive and having a good time.
Karim, these meetups are very expensive. The cost benefit aspect, are you satisfied with the value that you get from these meetups? And you know, once in a year having all these researchers and scholars in Africa, what is the value you extract from that by having these meetups?
Absolutely. I mean, historically, InstaDeep has grown and has sort of like had phase changes thanks to the Indaba, notably the Indaba in 2018 mm-hmm. in Stellenbosch in South Africa, where for the first time we met world-class researchers, young Africans working at Google, DeepMind, other companies. And this really opened up my mind on the sense of the possible.
Yes.
So InstaDeep owes a lot to the Indaba. And so as a consequence, we're very proud to be back here. And as you can see in our stand, like there is a lot of interest, but we have yes. also a large team here, which is coming from, of course, all our African offices, but not only. We have people from London, from Paris, from Germany here. And what I've noticed also in terms of value, actually some of our team members based in Europe or in the world are very curious about Africa and they love to come here, sort of like make a contribution, expand their horizons. So in a nutshell, yes, absolutely, it's worth it. And we are very proud to be now in a point where we can financially support the Indaba, be a sponsor, but in reality be much more than that, contribute ideas. We'll have, for example, a hackathon on the sequencing of African snake venom. And this is something that can have potentially applications to healthcare. So it's all about like pushing the sense of what's possible and doing it in a positive way. And really, yeah, we're looking forward to continued involvement over the years.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Matau. I'm practicing my French.
Yes. Oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you so much, Karim. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to iAfrican Bites. Please share your feedback with us on our socials. On Twitter at iAfrican. On LinkedIn at iAfrican.com. And check out our other podcasts, The Tefo Mohapi Show, Take Legal Matters, and The Lead Creator. on all podcast streaming platforms. And also make sure to head over to www.iafrican.com. That is iafrican.com/radio. And subscribe for notifications. iAfrican Bites is an iAfrican Media original show, produced by Nzalo Mbangana and content producer and host by Don Kotokwane.